No place called home. Exposing the truth on Tower FM.
All this week, we've been looking at the issues surrounding homelessness in Bolton and Bury. We've heard from those who live on the streets.
It can be quite dangerous. There are a lot of people who can be quite unpredictable.
Let's urinate on this homeless guy here, you know, or let's set fire to him, or let's vomit on him.
And hearing how mental health is a big problem.
If you're homeless, you've got to be stressed, you've got to be anxious. You're not going to be in a safe place. The uncertainty of where you sleep day to day, it's got to obviously impact on your mental health.
So today, we'll see what's being done about it.
No Place Called Home, 107.4 Tower FM.
The official figures from both Bolton and Bury councils state there's just four rough sleepers. But Gail, who lives in Bolton, is not convinced they know about everyone.
An old lady was saying that she'd gone to put some stuff in the bin, and when she lifted it up, the homeless man, and he terrified her. And he said, "I didn't mean to frighten you, but I've not... It's the warmest place I could find tonight." Now, do the council actually go to places like that? Or do they just have a walk round town and see who's homeless? Because never would you think of going down there and having a look in a bin cupboard. And this poor man, he had an old sleeping bag that rocked. She said all the fur had come out. She actually went out and gave him a blanket, but said, "You cannot sleep there, you're frightening us." Because it's a shock when somebody's head pops up.
Julie Waring is from Bolton Council. She admits to Tower FM that they do have a responsibility to help the many more who are classed as homeless.
We have got an anti-poverty strategy in Bolton, which services all playing into financial inclusion. We've got the money skills service, so we would assist somebody who got debt or needed money advice. We've got money mentors in the community to assist people out in the community, whatever their circumstances around debt and money skills. And we've got money skills services going into schools to try and to get in there an earlier stage.
No Place Called Home.
But it's not just the local authorities and charities who are doing their bit. Brian won £24.9 million on the Euro Millions 6 years ago and helped renovate Rachel House, a homeless shelter for young people in Bury.
You've got to put something back. You can't bury your head in the sand, so you put it back into the local community. Now, this one is in Bury. I actually live in Bolton. So we've done jobs there as well as in Manchester. From my point of view, I said, obviously, because I'm retired, I've got probably more time on my hands than other people. It's a God-given right for me to do it, really.
We heard from Jenna earlier in the week. She was homeless at 21, but has since managed to rebuild her life. She says homelessness is getting worse, but we can all play our part to help.
We need to work together. There are various ways that the private sector can help as well, not necessarily monetarily, but also via donating the time of some of their very experienced and skilled staff, or pharmacists can help out by, if possible, providing stock of simple items such as tampons, sanitary towels, that sort of stuff. Fashion companies out there who can share with the charities and organisations some of, perhaps they've got sample stock to one side, of clothing, coats, jumpers, boxer shorts, socks. Help doesn't need to be monetary, help can be direct. And also another thing that can be done by every person on the street is to go out there and engage with the homeless person, actually speak to and make them feel human again.
No Place Called Home, a Tower FM new special. Find out more and listen again at towerfm.co.uk.